We wanted to attack their size. You know, we knew, well, I knew, a couple of shots were going to get blocked. You know, Willie Cauley-Stein is too active and too athletic to not block a couple of shots, but you can't let that deter your aggressiveness. We got to the free throw line a lot. James Michael did a great job of attacking early in the game, and then he found a stretch where he could later in the game. So we didn't want to settle. We wanted to attack them, get them on their heels, and, you know, they was able to work out.
Do you scratch your head sometimes wondering, you know, okay, we beat Michigan State, Louisville, Kentucky, and lost to Belmont and UAB. I mean, is that kind of a head scratcher still, or are you kind of just moved on from that?
Yeah, we're definitely past that. You know, we learned our lesson from that. You know, you have to approach the game the same way every time, whether you're playing the number one team in the country or an unranked team. And, you know, we were able to learn that, you know, at this level, any team can beat you if you don't bring it. So we've moved past that, and, you know, we're a pretty confident club. We know we have to bring it and bring our A game in order to compete with the best teams in the country, but at the same time, we also know that we can do that.
Did you just decide to be more assertive in the second half, or was there something that you saw that you were able to exploit that you weren't able to in the first half?
No, I was just, you know, I was kind of being soft in the first half, to be honest with you. I wasn't being aggressive. I was just kind of going, I was just coasting, you know, not putting pressure on the defense. And, you know, for this team to be successful, I got to be aggressive, whether that's scoring or creating opportunities for other people or at least being active defensively. So I just, you know, I just scratched that first half and had to come out with a new mindset.
When you see everybody else missing free throws, how much more pressure does it put on? I mean, aside from the game pressure when you get up there to the line?
Mm-hmm. Well, I just like having the ball in my hands at the free throw line because I'm confident in my ability to step up there and knock down free throws. But it is tough when you know you have to make them just because but as a competitor, you know, like, I want the ball because I know that I'm going to make these. That's the mentality every time. So it worked out.
The defenses seem to be putting a lot more focus on you, especially mm-hmm. these last few games. Does that change what you do out on the court, or how does that impact you?
I mean, to a certain extent, you know, if they're switching ball screens or if they're not letting me come off ball screens, then I might have to make a small adjustment. But at the end of the day, I still have to, you know, work harder to get the ball and just stay aggressive because, you know, they were able to dictate what I did in the first half, and that made me pretty much a non-factor. So I just have to remember to stay aggressive and, you know, try to make plays whenever I can.
Are you guys tired of they can beat the good teams, but what about these bad losses storylines?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, I think we're past that. You know, I'm not saying we're going to win every game from here on out, but, you know, we've learned from the fact that we got to bring it every night, and we've shown we can beat some of the best and most talented teams in the country. So we're past it, and, you know, the media will eventually move past that too, as long as we keep playing well.
Did you have to go to the Alex Lynn floater game over Cauley-Stein? You remember that one from the tournament?
I did have to go to that. He's so good at blocking shots. His timing, his length, athleticism. You know, he's blocked, what, like 7 shots tonight or something. But it felt like, at least.
Yeah.
So I just knew I had to stop short and go to the floater. I had made one a couple possessions before, so I felt comfortable going to it. And I just hope he wasn't going to block it because, you know, he can pretty much, like, touch the top of the backboard. So put it up there and pray for it. That's what I did.
You guys, obviously, you've been the primary three-point offense so mm-hmm. far this year. Has that been as big of an adjustment as anything without PJ and Leslie to be able to adjust to learn to score consistently as a team without the three-point shot?
Yeah, I mean, because, you know, if I don't make a couple, you know, JP made a couple today, which was big for us, especially in the first half when I wasn't really getting anything going. Him and Mac pretty much carried us in the first half. But, you know, it just changed our approach. You know, last year, towards the end of the year, when we went small, we shot a lot of threes, and we made a lot of threes. But this year, our money is going to be made inside, you know, with the big guys chipping away. But in this game, you know, Kentucky could match our size pretty easily, so we just had to score from whatever way we could.
Did that take a while to get used to, though?
Yeah,
because I mean, how much you were last year, then?
Yeah, it was. It's still kind of an adjustment, just because last year you had guys in the wing that at any given time just rise up and knock down three, and it really spreads the defense out. But this year, teams can do different things defensively, like pack it in, switch screens, play zone, that, you know, they would struggle guarding last year. So it's been an adjustment for all of us, you know, myself as well.
The lob to Bryce on the fast break, you said just eye contact. He didn't have to point or call for anything.
If you guys remember back, I don't know if it was the exhibition game or first game of the year, I tried to throw a behind-the-back bounce pass and it went off my foot. Mm-hmm. That's the only thing that's going through my mind. Same situation on the other side of the floor. I knew Bryce is athletic enough to go get anything, so I saw him come in and just put it up there, and he did what he's supposed to do.
Did you hear how loud it was at that moment?
Oh, my goodness. My body was shaking. It was that's the loudest I've heard at the Smith Center since I've been here. Our fans were great to me.